Psalm 130 is the psalm we're reading for today, and I'm centering on verse 4. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. And that word feared, if you look it up in Hebrew, is translated into worship or revered. J. Vernon McGee says about this psalm, it has been called a Pauline psalm because it speaks of that which has to do with the mercy of God. There are about five psalms that Paul just loved and he kept referring to over and over again in his writings in the New Testament, and this is one of them. God has delivered man out of the depths of sin and death, and he's done it not on the basis of man's works. Does that sound like Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's not on man's works, but it's on God's grace. Thank God that he's not going to judge us according to our iniquities. Anybody want to put their hand on that one?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on, there's more of you.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. If God judged us that way, we would all be lost. It is because of his mercy that he saves us. Matthew Henry says, we are to humble ourselves before God as guilty in his sight. Let us acknowledge our sinfulness. We cannot justify ourselves. Anybody ever tried to do that?
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't work, does it? We cannot justify ourselves. What we need to plead guilty, not guilty. We are guilty before the face of God. Amen. It is our unspeakable comfort that there is forgiveness with him, for that is what we need. He goes on to say, Jesus Christ is the great ransom. He is ever an advocate for us. And through him, we hope to obtain forgiveness. There is forgiveness with thee, not that thou mayest be presumed upon, but that thou mayest be feared, awed, or worshipped. The only motive and encouragement for sinners is this, that there is forgiveness with the Lord.
Amen.
And I love the way Peterson says it. So simply and so well put. Now remember, you look up there at the King James first. Okay, that's true and that's great. Now let's look at see what Peterson says. As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshiped. That's my God. Is it yours? Huh? Is it yours? Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the message together as we enter into worship, even as we start to say this. As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshiped.